It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who I be by now. I'm Michael Akadiri. And to my left, who have we got?
Darren Griffiths.
Representing.
Da-na-na-na.
I can't remember.
Team JA.
What's your Nigerians are Super Eagles. What's
Reggae Boys.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, shout out to Reggae Boys every time. And
it's one of those ones that's like, that's mad racist. No, we named ourselves. Oh, okay.
This is who we want to be, the Reggae Boys.
We've reclaimed it.
Yeah.
We've reclaimed reggae from UB40. Yeah. Hours again.
Because it's one of those nicknames that is like, if it was just like, Peter Drury just to commentate the
English.
Oh, so the Reggae Boys are playing well. It's like, hold on.
Peter,
Twitter come going on. To melt. They're like, what? What did you just say? Reggae Boys? It's like, oh, no, that's a nickname. I'm pretty sure there's probably some black woman who doesn't follow football
too. Yeah, yeah.
Has wrote a big old thesis about it in the middle of the game. Like, I cannot believe that this white man has called the Jamaica team the Reggae Boys. They're more than just music songs. Because, darling, that's their nickname.
Well, she'll lose a flip if she is the Ghanaian one, the Black Stars. The Black Stars. What did you call them? What did you... And our very, very special guest is Mr. Kevin J.
Thank you very much.
How we doing, fellas? We good?
Yeah, man. Yeah, good, man. Good.
Good, good. We've got another question. Thanks for sending this in, people. And this one is a sticky one still. Husband refers to 11-year-old daughter. So I don't even know if she's year 6 or year 7 as slutty. So apparently the daughter wore something which was quite revealing. And the dad, I don't think, was too happy.
Well, mum said it wasn't really.
That's the thing. The dad and the mother, they're arguing here. The dad, obviously, probably a bit too conservative. Maybe too David Cameron, too conservative with it. And he said, look, man, I think it's a bit slutty. She's showing too much skin. The mother, who's obviously a woman, doesn't agree. And they're having a little disagreement. And the mother's written in because the mother's not happy with how the dad spoke to the daughter. What do you guys think?
Yeah, how should she
so he
deal
called.
With that?
He said to the 11-year-old, like for argument's sake, what you're wearing is a bit slutty.
I think he said you're the slutty one. You're dressed like the slutty one.
Yeah.
And then
so he used the S word. He dropped the S word to her.
The mum who's right, he said she didn't. The daughter didn't really react like she really heard it or really cared. But
he said it nonetheless.
The mum's like it's the principle.
Yeah.
I mean, an 11-year-old might even, I don't know, maybe I'm being a bit naive, but I think an 11-year-old might not even know what a slut is.
Well, that's what the dad's arguing.
That's true.
But I don't think, I'm not condoning it.
That's
the dad's arguing. People don't even use the word slutty, like, he's not even a...
Yeah, but my son don't know what a cunt is. I don't call him that.
Don't worry about it, he don't know what it means.
Not to his face anyway, do you know what I mean? But that's my point. It's like you shouldn't say that to a child.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Because one of those things as well that it's a crazy one. So like you know, you might not know what a word means, but you know the vibe of it.
Oh, of course.
You know your dad won't compliment you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's one of those things that sometimes I think with memories, it's not like you remember the feeling. Like your mum went silent. Your dad didn't didn't feel right. And there's gonna be a few years later. Where you find out what the word slutty means, and you're gonna have like the like that So Raven moment.
Where oh yeah,
like,
the flashback.
Back into your eyes and be like, wait, my dad called me slutty when I was 11. Just like this mad prick.
No, 100%. Yeah. You make a very good point. Because as you say, you don't always remember what someone says, but you may remember how they sort of made you feel. Mm. And the feelings what you take with you from sort of most scenarios.
The mother of the child is the problem or the issue with the fact that the dad thought what the child was wearing was slutty, or that he used that word.
It's the word. It's the word. Because she's kind of just like, look, what she wearing wasn't even remotely whatever. I think she described it as a halter tank, if you know what that is. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Round the neck.
Oh, the string around the neck.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a tank
halter
top.
Neck. So yeah, it's like a tank top. Yeah. With a halter neck, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing. That's the problem. I didn't have any sisters, man. So I had all of this type of stuff. I ain't got all.
So, maybe that's what
it is. I've got something in my head of what it would look like. Stuff. So it'll be material goes round the back of the neck. And then, I guess it's a tank top, goes down here. So the arms will be out, but it'll just cover around there and go around the back. Yeah.
It's tricky though, man, because we was on holiday a couple of weeks back, and I saw like kids, my son's age in the kids club, girls in bikinis.
Yeah, that I hate that, but I'm happy to say it because my wife also hates it, so it's not just
But then it's like bad. Yeah, like so he's 8 and he was in a 7 to 9 year old group and there was girls in bikinis.
Yeah,
and I was a bit like,
well, the alternative is the one piece, isn't it?
Yeah. Swimsuit. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think for me, I think I don't have a daughter. If I had a daughter, I think my reference point for what would be acceptable and what I would condone her wearing would always be based on what my wife thinks.
Yeah. Mm. Same.
As a woman, but no I don't. Nevertheless, I would share my opinions to my missus and be like, I feel like, you know, from a male perspective. That could be, but then at the same time, there would be part of me that's like, but then I'm sexualizing my 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old. You know what I mean? Not to me, but in terms of
Yeah, yeah.
But I think also there's certain things. It's like, so with a bikini though, I'm like, a bikini is meant to be, in my mind, is adult clothing. It's meant to be sexy. A bikini.
Is that because the only circumstance you've seen a bikini is in such?
Yeah, because it's not for for swimming purposes, is it? Like it's not.
What do female Olympic swimmers use?
One piece like leotard thing.
So they use swimsuits. Okay,
so that's for swimming.
Yeah, competitive advantage. Yeah, for sure.
And they've got good bodies. So
yeah, and then obviously bikinis for women want to look. Good,
like nice. I got Baywatch in my head.
So when the swimmer's in great shape and they're covering it up. If you wear it, it's terrific. Yeah. But I don't know. On holiday, there were some continental people, their daughters were topless, just in like pants.
Heard that's a like very Mediterranean,
yeah.
And that's a weird thing because now you said that now in my head. If I saw like a 9-year-old topless, like they're a kid, whatever.
Yeah.
Weirdly, if they cover themselves up with two triangle bits of material, I'm like,
it's true.
That's not appropriate.
That is true.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? It's
that's the things true. That in your, that's true.
In your head, what goes, that's too far. That's okay. That's over there.
But then I think that's because it's that Baywatch or, you know, if you're watching adult entertainment, it's usually bikini is that.
Pam Anderson's one red unitard thing, isn't it? She wasn't in a bikini.
Oh, it's true. She's a lifeguard, isn't it?
She can't be swimming out to save people when the titty
true,
pops out.
Man. I'm probably thinking more Playboy than Baywatch. I get the two mixed up sometimes.
But I think there's a lot of children's clothing, and sadly, it's predominantly young girls' clothing that have, like, you see the girls with, like, children's tracksuits that has, like, juicy on the bum. Maybe like 10, 11, I don't know.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any right.
Like, do you understand what that age? And I'm like, that's only there for.
Oh, yeah, one reason. Yeah.
One reason. So, it's the clothing thing and stuff like that. I would always like look to my missus. For, yeah. Because you have lived experience of what that's like. I think the caveat is where you're also wearing that too. So it's like, if it's like a family barbecue or something like that, and the 11-year-old wants to express her femininity in a way of wearing a halter.
Yeah, because you want to be older, don't you?
That's what I mean. So to her, that's like her mum might own one, and she's 11. So if she's going in year seven, if she's in year seven and she sees her mum dressed like that, then she might just want to
emulate homage.
My son's 8 and he sees me in a suit for the day job. And yeah. He, like, if he can wear a suit, he's like, get me a... If I take him out shopping, I'm like, what do you want? He's like, a suit.
Oh, okay.
Because that for him, he sees that's when I'm on my job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no doubt.
So that's what he wants. So if your mum's in that clothing, then why wouldn't you want
to sort of emulate her?
Yeah.
But then don't you sometimes think, let's just devil's advocate, like, you guys are both men. You know how men think. You know how boys think. You know, you probably can recite how you felt as a boy when you were 11 years old and what attracted you to girls when you were that age. So would that influence your mind and how you would parent your daughter to try protect her from 11-year-old boys?
Because this is going to sound, how the word is probably, I don't mind my daughter being found attractive by other 11-year-olds if she's 11. That's not a concern to me.
Any
adult find her attractive, that's them being weird.
Yeah, so of course, no doubt.
I'm not too fussed by that. It would just be about age-appropriate clothing, that's all. So it wouldn't be a thing of, I don't want you to wear this because I don't want boys to be talking to you. It's just that's just going to be part of growing up.
Boys, yeah, 100%. Boys will
talk to you. And it's always going to get to a point anyway where it's just like, if no boys are talking to you, you're the only person that says to them, you're beautiful, like, but no one talks to me. It's like, I promise you, you are. Look, your mum thinks you're beautiful.
Maybe with this one, it's the communication between the two parents that's missing, because, like, in terms of, are they aligned in what they think is appropriate clothing? Do you understand what I mean?
Like, yeah, it probably is a disconnect there.
There's a disconnect because other families, it's not even a question whether you're going to wear whatever you're going to wear, because we've all, as a family, already know culturally.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like an ethnicity.
Nation. In the house.
Each house's culture. We know what we kind of have. You know what I mean? Those things are established from, don'ts. Do you cover yourself up when you leave the bathroom? Do you walk around in your house naked? And there's no right or wrong answer. Everyone does their own thing. But you have established those norms.
Yeah. The boundaries.
Are those norms established within... You know, has this child got an older sister?
Yeah.
That's 16. And do you understand what I'm saying? Kind of things. But for me, referring to an 11-year-old as slutty, I think it's highly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a strong word.
Slut is someone that I think is someone that has a lot of sex or is a bit free with...
But that's usually has used as an insult, isn't it? Like, you got off with the slut, so basically the girl that will
So I don't know exactly, but so therefore you're basically saying that your 11-year-old looks like someone that's...
Yeah, getting off.
So that's... Do you understand?
The connotation's crazy.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah.
Like you said about your son, that's just swearing and that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
But then there is a sexual connotation to it as well.
Yeah, and also it's
putting it on your daughter as well.
Daughter's issue.
I get when guys are protective over their child because they think guys are this way and that way. But it's like to call your daughter slutty or dress as slutty is like, it's horrible.
it's just not nice. And I guess it's a thing where, does he even know how to like communicate with his daughter? Like, can he have those? Because this is, if he's concerned about boys and stuff like that in the future, this is low level.
Yeah.
But it's like, did he not go to, he might not have gone to a mixed school, right? I went to a mixed school. Did you guys go to a mixed school?
Yeah.
Like, the girls used to come in looking dressed like, I don't know, man, like some like, you know, prim and proper, looking all in their blazers and their long skirt just below the knee and the socks. Listen, by first break, pop socks were around the knees, the skirt was up, the buttons was undone, the full face of makeup, the hair was in peak, blah, blah, blah. So actually, by stifling that young girl's expression of how she wants to dress, by doing that, which you're going to put on a roll neck, you're gonna have the halter neck underneath it.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. But now you're getting to that point where you're not gonna know. So now what you're creating is a disconnect between with honesty and transparency between you and your child.
Oh, boom blast.
So for me, it's like, have that conversation with the mum and you know.
Yeah. I think that's the thing as well. They're clearly not on the same page, because we all agree the language is wrong from the dad, but he's it that's obviously come from him thinking the clothes aren't appropriate. So,
but then also if you're like, oh, you're so gonna...
How are you in the car?
Yeah.
So you've left the house in the car and she's not dressed in your mind appropriately.
And the time and, you could have done take a bite.
And gone. Your concern is what, that people are then going to potentially look at your child in a weird way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would imagine if an individual is attracted to minors, I don't know if the clothes have got.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think
it's what they say a lot about sort of women sort of covering up. It's like sometimes a woman can be shown too much skin, but then when they cover their skin, why are you covering your skin? What have you got to hide? It's what they do with obviously women who wear the full burqa. What are you covering up? Why are you hiding? And then if they show too much skin in their topless, cover up, love. So it's like, what one?
And listen, and I'll speak on behalf of the perverts as well. Even if you're fully covered up, ladies, we still looking. What? You think a roll neck? I'm not going to look at her because he's. What?
Yeah, Rolex gonna stop me.
Hey, listen. I do feel bad, like for some women, in the sense of some women just have shape, and it literally does not matter what they wear. It's always a problem for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a problem. Like they can't dress conservatively.
Yeah, 100%.
If the woman just has a breast and bum, she can literally wear a burqa. The material is going to flow that over curves.
That's crazy. Yeah. Burqa with back off. That's crazy.
It's going to switch and you're going to see back off. What's she going to do now?
Yeah, crazy.
My girl is showing just eyes and still man's just like, oh,
hey.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, it's just like
this. I don't think the dad is even probably cognizant of what his real issue is with the child wearing that clothing.
That's fair.
It's probably more internal.
Yeah. So therefore it's poorly articulated because he doesn't actually probably even know what his issue is.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It could be like he's scared of this is a sign of his daughter growing up and he knows where this could potentially lead. There's obviously different avenues that this can go down. You know, your daughter could be someone who isn't even really remotely interested in sex. Someone that is very sexually expressive and wants to explore that in the future. You don't know where this could lead to, but I think he's probably fearing the worst, which for most dads, probably their daughter's teenage pregnancy. So obviously I'm being very extreme here, but he may be thinking that, and this is like the first step to what his biggest fear.
Yeah.
And it doesn't,
You know, like the first step to radicalization, I'm going a bit left of
it,
but the first step to radicalization is curiosity.
Mm.
You have to be curious to begin with, and curiosity can come from someone saying something like,
"Yeah,
you look slutty."
Oh, 100%.
At 11, what's slutty? Mm. Now all of a sudden, this individual is now on the tracks of
slutty.
What exploring what slutty is? Yeah, not in terms of practically, but just
psychologically. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, what does that even mean to be slutty? Which for me, an 11-year-old should not even be.
It shouldn't even be in your frontal cortex.
I don't know at what point that innocence starts to kind of go. Children are not how they were when we were young, obviously. But I don't know, is it 11 year old? I don't think it's 11 year old.
I would say it's 13, 14, I suspect. Going into teenage. Like
puberty, exactly. Being at secondary school.
So 11, because you remember going in year 7 and you're like, I still feel like a child.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, in big school.
But
big
you
school.
Lot are adults, but we're in the same uniform, but you look like adults.
Do you remember how big year 11s looked?
You know.
Some of them got facial hair as well.
Yeah, beards, deep voice. Oh, Jesus, you're going to college. Some of them smoking outside. You're like... I literally just left, used to kick an airflow.
I'm
around.
At school with adults. I'm at school with big
adults,
people.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I joined in my school in year 7, so Tiny Temper went my school, and he was like year 10, and obviously he was like this musician at times. Oh my God, he's a big musician. He walked past us. It used to be like something like, so there's a mad sort of big age gap, and they're like, these people almost, you treat them like gods, like, they're the old lot, don't disrespect.
So
it's just, I guess, going on with your point about as you get older, there's levels.
Yeah, it's true, and it's interesting, I guess we're spinning off different subjects here, like that kind of, we said about what people are exposed to at different ages, and that's, we joke about it in the group,
yeah.
About how now it's like things like sexualization and, you know, the internet and stuff. But another thing as well is like camera phones and everything. It's like I went to school with people who did a madness, like embarrassing shit. I went people who like wet themselves.
Yeah,
I know someone who shat themselves.
Hot damn.
People had sex at a sleepover. They didn't know we knew. We come rushing into the room, pulled the cover off. That they're both out there, skin out. This like we're 14 at the time.
Yeah,
wow. All these things happened, but they're just memories in my head.
100%.
I'm relaying to the story.
You could just like pick off.
If this happened now, these are images.
Yeah.
On the cloud somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing.
And you can tell these kids now, you know, you can get done for child pornography by having these images on your phone. Kids ain't listed to that.
Oh, no chance.
No, because do you know what? Clout. Clout's bigger than shame. I need to have this image on my phone to show Kevin, who wasn't at that party. We're back at school. Kevin, did you hear what? Yeah, who's you there? Yeah. Come. Actually, let me just send it to you. Let me just say to you, what are you guys talking about? Oh, come.
But that's how you get mizzies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You need to raise your kids that shame is bigger than clout. Move like a camera is watching you and recording at all times. Like
we were talking about before we started recording the new Top Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a line in there. I won't say by who or whatever. Yeah. No spoilers, but there's a line in there from a parent to their child gets into a relationship. And the parents like giving different advice, and one of the lines is do not send, and this is like they're getting into a relationship, and it's like do not send each other explicit pictures because it stays on the internet forever. And I was like, rah, that's the kind of advice you have to be giving,
because
I hadn't even thought about that.
I was like
that's great advice.
It's true, because in my head it's like use protection,
now it's like
do not send digital images, especially if you're facing
especially if you're facing it. I was like, okay, that's the kind of conversations you have to be having.
Because
you can do the whole thing of pretending your kids they're not going to be doing that, but it's like, you almost need to, it's that balance that's in it of having that conversation early enough that it's obviously not too late and they're not already doing something, but not too early where they weren't even thinking about it. Like,
and then
said,
you just trigger their mind.
You trigger that mind. Like, what's that? Let me Google that.
I think these youngsters get given too much too soon, right?
Yeah.
And I think like, particularly with mobile phones and stuff like that, I feel like they should probably have to go through like, not tests, but like, say like a motorbike, you can't just get on a big 1,000cc motorbike straight away. You have to do like a first entry level motorbike license that can do up to a 125cc's. Then you have to do another test that can take you up to like a 450. And you're capped at that for two years.
Okay. Oh, it's staggered.
You can't just get a big one straight away. Do you know what I mean?
So why do they allow new drivers to get like a Range Rover off the bat or Ferrari if you've got the money?
And you see them get written off, innit? So I feel like maybe that should be the same with youngsters, innit?
Make them
have a 3210. No camera. Yeah, you know I mean, learn how to, and then maybe give them like whatever it was, like the 5210 with Bluetooth, infrared.
Ooh! So
you have to put the phone next to the phone to file shit.
That gives you a lot of time to think about. Do you want to
Do you want to share the dip pic?
Because your desk is mad grainy, and then like build up to it so that by the time you get an iPhone, you're putting some respect on data sharing.
Yeah, absolutely.
File sharing.
That's a big shout, you know. Because now they could just airdrop and not even think about it, man. They could airdrop your whole car to dip quick. Just sort of send that out.
Have you ever been on the train and people try to airdrop you stuff? You have to accept it.
Yeah.
Go on train with airdrop on and you will probably get two or three at least in one journey someone trying to airdrop you something.
Do you tend to accept it?
No.
You don't know what madness is going to be.
You don't know what it's going to be, but two or three times where it's like people are trying to share.
Yeah, wants to share something with you. Because people want to make their journey entertaining, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
There's part of me that feels like it could be fun. I don't know what technically can happen to your phone and stuff like that. But yeah, file sharing now, it's just, you can imagine, so like you're saying, in school now, it's just ping, 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 ping.
Oh, I remember when it was sixth form, we were, 16, 17?
Yeah.
And one of the like relatively young PE teachers, I don't know how we got access to it, but it was basically, it was on his phone and it got sent around. that of him like having sex with someone. And then we're like,
of your teacher.
You're
like, he's having sex. He's getting head. He got head. Oh,
that is mad.
Mr. Smith got head.
Mr. Smith's dick is being seen by Shrek. That is
he's getting
crazy.
Like, and proper, like, in putting the girl's face, like, yeah. Proper, like, obviously he, like, made it soft and it went round. And then we, then the head teacher brought us in for a meeting. It happened on Friday, so we had a whole weekend of sharing it around. Then, we got a point in me, head teacher, like, oh, anyone that's caught with this sexually explicit material, you'll be in trouble. You have to delete that off your phone. It's personal confidence. I'm like,
so we said, like, so it is Mr. Smith then?
Yeah, thank you. We confirmed Mr. Smith, but you're not allowed to have Mr. Smith private video on your phone. That's a display. That's a breach of. How did he get out of his phone into the? No, I think. Either he left his phone slipping somewhere and someone got it, went on it, what the fuck, sent it around. Because I don't think he sent it
he can't be in school.
Yeah, I don't think he sent it to Bragg to be, hey, you see what I did on Saturday. I don't think he did that.
All right, you little virgins.
Are they right?
One of our mates is a school teacher. He said it's wild though now with socials. Like he has to have his socials locked down. He
can't
have a public profile. He's like, he went to a rave and saw his sixth form student in the rave.
Yeah, I remember seeing my sixth form teacher in the rave, and she was actually one at train station night out, and she just looked mortified. She was like, "Miss," she's like, "No."
Yeah, she was just shut
like,
that down.
She's like, "No, don't." She's like, "Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, please, don't." Like that. And in hindsight, even at the time, I was like, "Nah, I get it." In hindsight, I definitely get it.
She's awkward, like, AF.
Yeah, and you call him. You still call him Miss.
Yeah, Miss. Because I was still at sixth form. I was 18, so I was allowed to be out.
Yeah. But they rejoin. But now there's like what more on TikTok. I would say there are teaching personalities now. Like the branch we're talking in the previous pod about, or I think even before we start recording that, people bring their lives to stand up. Now people
like rapping teachers and those guys and
teachers, nursery rhyme teachers, rapping teachers, or people who are like primary teachers. They never show the kids; they just show them, and they hear the response of the kids.
Have you seen the teacher at the back off in America?
There's quite a few.
Her thing is all about. She's like, "Oh, but art teacher and stuff." And me and my wife have a debate. My wife's a teacher.
Yeah,
and that. And she's like, "Oh, what do you think about this?" And then I said, "My thing is this." If she's got shape, she's got shape.
Yeah.
But I don't think she should be posting these pictures from the classroom. It's like if you want to be in your house and you want to show you got shape, fine. But be in the classroom and you know the comments. You know.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. This might be proper, like basic common knowledge of TikTok. Yeah, but apparently there's a whole thing on TikTok where you do sexually explicit content, but you do it in a way where it's. In a setting that then wouldn't trigger them to see it as sexually explicit. So there's like videos of like people being like, "Oh, I'm just gonna empty this water bottle," and then she like can't twist the lid off properly, but she's in a bikini. So it'd be like tutorial of how to open a water bottle, but she's in a bikini and then she's twisting the lid. So to TikTok,
who are we playing this game for?
Just to get bro, it. The people like the algorithm and the likes and engagement that they get.
Yeah.
So this teacher will know what she's doing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So it's very sexualized, but
there's no path to OnlyFans. They don't have an OnlyFans for anything.
Oh, okay. So that's the thing I was gonna say. Yeah, a lot of people.
She's still working as a teacher.
They direct you to Instagram, I think. So they'll be like, "Follow my Insta," and then on Insta you can say what your OnlyFans is.
Yeah.
But it's a way of getting around it on TikTok, is what I was told. But yeah, it's mad. I think it's so creative. Like, can you help me? Like, it'd be like a husband and wife channel. Can you help me get this from under the cabinet? And it's her in like skin tight leggings.
Yeah, and you see everything.
And then he's like, "What?" And she's like wiggling. "Am I in the way?" And her bum's moving. Like, why can't you see? Like, but it's so like the narrative is so innocent.
Yeah.
Visually, what you're seeing.
Yeah, caught off guard. I
hate us as humans because I would watch this.
Yes,
that's crazy.
I would watch this.
It's so creative.
Because it start with this is so dumb.
Subscribe.
This is like How many of these videos are there? This is dumb.
How so many dumb. Are there?
Who's falling for this? This is
you know
crazy.
When you go deep in the scroll when you get to the point when they weren't even doing that? You're like, oh, actually, I found her when she was just...
Pre-concept.
She's on holiday in Switzerland.
Yeah, pre-concept. Oh, this is before she became...
Before they clocked on to the thing that took them there. Yeah. Oh, they were trying a few different things. Oh, this is the one that took them.
Yeah.
Oh, madness.
We've got to get some topics.
Yeah, we do, man. We do.
We haven't finished that parenting dilemma, really. But I guess, don't call your kids slutty.
Yeah. Talking. He needs to deal with whatever internal shit he's got going on and what concept. I think he's scared that his daughter's growing up and he doesn't know how to handle it.
And establish the culture of your household before you leave the house.
Boom blast. Because no point talking about dress.
Whilst you left the house.
Whilst you're driving somewhere to an event. Yeah. So, lady, thank you for sending that in. Hopefully that's useful. And you can talk to your man, have some pillow talk, let him know. I think this is interesting. There's something that you put in the agenda. It says, prospects for our children, what we don't want them to become. Mm. Is there any role? I've got one. I do not want them under any circumstances to be a parking enforcement officer. I think that is one of the worst jobs on this planet. You get no respect from probably your employers. You don't get no respect from people on the street. You will get beat up. I think they're probably one of the professions that probably face violence.
Yeah.
More than 100. Any other profession, and I'm probably more than boxers where they're paid to even like fight and stuff. Because I even saw a video recently in Birmingham. There was some parking enforcement officers.
But listen, all I'm saying is, if you're a parking attendant and someone puts it on you like that, you need to start swinging that receipt machine. Because if you hit someone, with that big thing in the side, because them parking attendants were, it only got to that level, neither of them puffed out their chest and dusted one of them in the head.
Right. You
could see how the...
Was the parking attendant bigger than the driver?
No, it wasn't even
It was a numbers thing.
It was a bit of a kind of like, but you could see how, to begin with, it was like one man's just roughing up the parking attendant and then the parking attendant's not really on it. He's not on it.
This had a pocket. It should have been, man.
Yeah, but and then you see as they start seeing, they're not. Then now more of them are.
I guarantee
you, if that parking attendant said, you know what, let me take off this bib, and then boom, put it on him.
I think parking attendants should be a job that's reserved for reformed prisoners.
you'd have to pay them all off. You'd have to pay them, big man. I'll give you £20 now to take that ticket. Listen, I'll push it back in the machine myself.
How you sliding it back?
Only violent offence.
See, I don't mind a parking attendant. I don't have a problem with parking attendants.
Neither do I, actually.
Yeah, I think because regular sane people don't. I just think it's just there's people out there who aren't wired correctly.
It's just people want to do what they want.
100%.
That's it. And the parking attendant, because they're not police,
they
get all the vim that someone wants to give a police officer. It's like bouncers get all the vim that people want to give a police officer. Mm. It's just you're a person in authority and you're pissing me off. And it's like, but you've done the wrong thing. Yeah. It clearly says, look at park restrictions here.
But then
it says 1 hour.
With bouncers, with bouncers, their jurisdiction is a bit, it's got blurred lines.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think they can exploit it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And they probably abuse it. Yeah.
Parking
attendants,
it's
clearly here.
It says it there, mate.
It's I don't know what you want me to do. And I think as part of it as well, I think there's a bit of xenophobia in it because a lot of park attendants
are
British.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So having someone with a foreign accent in my country telling me where I can park.
It's
my job.
Messenger and message, innit?
It's my job. But yeah, and I've only had one interaction with a parking attendant and they were sweet. It was a thing of, I had the parking app thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't working. So I was like, shit, I need to run down and get it. And literally, the woman saw me. She goes, "Is this your car?" I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "I've already put the ticket through." She goes, "I can't even cancel it now." She goes, "I can't even cancel it now." She goes, "I feel bad." She goes, "But I can't cancel it. I have to put this ticket."
Yeah.
And I was like, So what, like, what can you do? Like the way, yeah, the way she spoke, she wasn't arrogant or anything.
Yeah.
I just hand it here. It's fine. Like, it's
but did you explain that to the app wasn't working?
Yeah,
or did
no,
that?
And I got it cancelled because I had a screenshot that app wasn't working and stuff. But there'd be other people now going to put it on her.
When she's passed the point of no return.
And she's literally just gone to her system, gone, the time of parking was this. Well, it's an hour. He's paid for an hour. It's beyond an hour.
That's it.
That's the tick. It's like, it's so simple. It's so binary for the...
She's literally just doing their job. Like, yeah, it's almost like people are like, well, don't do that job then because it's like a bad... It's like not good for society or whatever people's excuse is. Yeah. It's just like,
you hear that? I was only parked there for 5 minutes. Yeah, but it says no parking.
It says no parking.
You know what I mean? You're not gonna try to barter with me. Yeah. Listen, if I get parking ticket, I always write them a letter.
Oh yeah.
Always
just appeal.
Just for the 2 weeks grace.
Yeah, I always appeal.
Always appeal.
Or even if it's council or the private one.
I had one where I was parked on a double red.
Double
this guy
outside KFC.
You even wrote a letter. The audacity
in the bus stop.
outside KFC. Yeah.
Double red is strong.
Yeah, outside KFC, and I was like,
I thought they just towed your car.
I was gonna try. I was like, I'm trying it. Yeah. So I didn't appeal. I was like, I'm just gonna say I didn't even have a ticket on the car.
Oh, them one, them barefaced lies.
So I left it. They then wrote. Then I was like, okay, cool. I'll appeal now. So then I appealed, said I didn't have a ticket on the car. Like, how can you expect me to pay a fine for a ticket I ain't got on the car? Mm. Sent me a next letter with the evidence.
Pictures
of me taking it off.
Oh!
They were like, we were going to allow you until we saw you do this.
I would have loved to have been in the office from that the day when they composed that letter.
There's a picture. I have to find it and we can post it. There's a picture, yeah, because I took a picture of the letter. There's a picture of me with KFC in this hand. Leaning over, taking the ticket off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll tell you what. When you ask for the evidence, it is hilarious.
I remember, £260
I remember writing one for my missus and stuff. And she's, I wasn't even in there for that. I got asked for evidence. And you know where? It's one of those where it's like a private car park. So they've got the ANPR camera and the camera as you enter the car park. They just see her face with her glasses driving in at that time. And they've got the time there on the camera.
Oh!
And then the same number plate leaving at the
man. Bang to rights.
That's you done. You can't even. I go, we're going to. Because I always just waste their time, man. Like,
you don't mind going back and forth.
I want to appeal with all madness and stuff. I just want to see what you guys say back or how much you want it.
Yeah.
So, like, with my one, most recently I've got is a park near my train station. And it all started from running late one time.
Yeah.
And just go, I'm going to have to drive. And if I get. Fine,
I'll get
a parking ticket. Didn't get a parking ticket. It's a maximum 2 hour stay.
Okay. And you're leaving it all day to go to work.
It all day.
Okay.
And I came back, didn't have a ticket. So, okay, cool.
Ooh, got a wave on.
I was like, cool, but I walk tomorrow. And then next like a few days later, it's like, I'm running late again. But and it became a thing of now my getting ready time is adjusted to I drive to the station. This is now the norm. And over the course of maybe it's gotta be like 2 years now. I have got 2 tickets.
Oh shit! So you're currently still doing this?
So yeah. I'm up. This is my drive. This is my commute now. It's like
so now if you get a ticket, you're like, well, I've not paid.
I'm up.
Yeah. But so you got credit.
But I had the audacity to appeal the ticket.
Oh. what excuse did you use? Because it's 2 hours.
I was thinking, well, they ain't got a camera and stuff. And did that. It's out of curiosity. How do they know whether I've been there for 2 years? And then because. 2 hours, and because they only say like this is when your ticket's given.
Yeah, of course.
That's the only evidence they post on the website. It's photos of your car
at the time.
Yeah. So it's like, well, you can't prove I was there for 2 hours before. And then what it is, they go, well, actually, what we do, we take a note of where your where the valve is on the wheel and stuff, and count how many like where it is on the clock. And essentially, they'll come back, and if your wheels are in the same position, they will assume that you haven't moved. And they go, and it's very unlikely that you have moved. Because I said, what if I left and came back? It's like very unlikely that you've left, come back, parked in the exact same parking space, and your car wheels are in the exact same
position. Well, so they will see you at like 8 o'clock and then come at two and then be like, your car's...
So they've made a note of all the... They made note of all cars at that time. And I was like, oh, interesting. I'll go, fair enough.
And then you paid that time.
I was like, fair enough. I paid £25. I go, I'm up 2 years anyway.
My one's been crazier. I remember when I was on placement in Nottingham, like as a student, and parked near one of the hospitals, city hospitals, and in the residential bit. And obviously, the residents are pissed off because it's near a hospital. Everyone takes the piss parking near a hospital. And I parked, you know, obviously, you drop curb. It's got like, you got the flat bit, then it goes up, then there's normal part of the curb. On part of the drop bit, the rear of my car was just covering a bit of that, and that led to a drive. I was like, I was matching up, I was like, the person could still get out. Anyway, I come back, I was on the phone to my missus at times. My missus now, I was like, hey, da 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 da. And I was like, my car's not here. And then she's like, what do you mean? I was like, where I parked this morning, the vehicle is not there. It's not where I left my car.
You're thinking you've been robbed.
I was like, I got the room. Nine. Hi, yeah, please. My car's been robbed. I'm a student. I'm just trying to get through my day. What's the registration, mate? Is that the car pound? The car what? What do you mean car? Who took my car there? The council apparently you're blocking someone. You have to go down to the car.
You called 999 for this.
I thought I got robbed. I was like, someone had robbed my vehicle. I literally thought someone had robbed
a 111 call.
Yeah, this.
yeah. It's funny.
There is actually no emergency. What the police better do? Rush there with sirens on.
To me, it was an emergency.
Where's the car?
To me, but you know, 100%. This was like probably a 10 years ago. 111 probably was in service then, but I was literally panicking. I was like, you're like, I've been robbed. Oh my.
Did you call your dad?
No. Because I was in Nottingham in a minute. Obviously, he's in London, so I was like, I'll call my. I've been robbed. Anyway, so I go down to the pound, and I'm like, the dickhead thing is, now I've got to go by bus to get the car in the pound, because I can't obviously drive. They go to the pound, and they're like, yeah, to get your car now, what was that dumb? It was like, you're 140.
Yeah.
Argue later.
You're a student, so that's painful. That's painful.
It literally, if you, and it's like, oh, something dumb, like, it's £30 extra per day, or something, they add a mad fee per day.
You have to file that while they pay it today.
So I just paid it. And then it was an argue later. So I was like, fuck. And then on top of it was a parking charge. So then I went on this deep dive on the internet on all these motoring forums and stuff like that. And apparently, I went to a tribunal with Nottingham City Council. And we got the car pound fee revoked, but I had to pay the PCN. Because I found out, some motoring law, if you're blocking a drive, they can move your car, but they're meant to move it to the least restrictive place for you as a motorist. So ideally, if they're meant to move forward or back on the road, the council couldn't demonstrate that they look exercise those options, and the most restrictive option is obviously taking it to a car pound. So I got that money back because they're like, they couldn't prove why they took it to the pound. Yeah. You could have moved it down the road. Why did you sort of take it there? But I didn't know. If you're blocking something, they'll just move your car. They'll come.
That's mad. I didn't know that.
That's mad. I just realised what the question was. We've got over here.
Parking. So
yours is parking.
Yeah. Parking, yeah. Sorry. My own parking. I couldn't. It's too much stress. I don't. Even if they paid that six figures, I'll be like, don't do this job. The stress is too much.
What about you, Kev?
It's a toss up between being a bailiff or immigration. Not like border control. I think border control is fine. The ones that come to people's houses.
And like tried to suck you up.
Everyone's got police adjacent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that where my kids like be bouncers, right?
Yeah. It's just stuff like that. It's the risk of violence.
Yeah, it's the public.
You're too customer
facing. Agitating the public.
Yeah,
because even if you're police, I almost feel like it's immature. So I don't want my kids to be a police officer.
Yeah,
like because I do need police officers, but I own property now. So I need
someone to protect my.
Yeah, I own things. Yeah. I need
things that need protecting.
So I need the police at times, but. It's so, I think police, although obviously everyone has their relationship with the police and stuff, there comes with it some kind of respectability.
Yeah, yeah.
That I think not everyone's going to act mad to the police. Mad as you're feeling, there's going to be part of you going, this is a police officer.
Oh, 100%.
This would go left for me, but...
You think of consequences real quick.
For me, Bayless is... I think Bayless is like 50-50, but I don't like it. I think sometimes they are in the right and someone is...
Sometimes it's proper cunty behaviour.
So bad, man. Like, they'll go to a house and it's like, I'm debt recovery. And you're like, you can see these people have got no money, man.
Mm.
Like, I mean, that for me, like, you've got to be a bit of an evil bastard.
Look in a
woman's eyes with three children there that ain't got nothing. And you're like, I'm here to recover 65 quid. You're like... Yeah. I think you've got to be a certain type of person.
Yeah.
And the same with the immigration enforcement people that like just rock up to houses and like start saying,
No disrespect to any bailiffs, but I feel like a bailiff is a job that you should do when you're like 18, you didn't go college, you don't know what you're going to do with your life.
Yeah.
And then you do it for like 6 months.
Do it for a bit of change.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I know what I want to do in my life now. I'm going to do something else. It's like, I don't know, like door to door. Double glazing cells.
Yeah.
That's what it
they just need people that they can churn out.
I don't know how you're in that job for 20 years. Just week,
they love it.
Day
I
to
they,
day,
I
week
people,
week
I think
out.
People love it.
Just there with your little clipboard. I've been appointed by to recover a debt. You gotta let me.
And that's
in.
The other thing with the immigration people. It's like they'll come and just lift you out of your house or whatever. And it's like majority of the time, and any example I've ever heard of it. Is always like there's the Home Office have messed up with some paperwork somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you're getting taken to a detention center. These times you might have paid more tax in this country than your white counterpart, British counterpart.
Mm.
And it's like, it's that, I think it's sometimes the level of injustice that those two roles thrust upon people that I wouldn't want.
And what else is as part of those roles? It's the lack of ownership of the action that's been carried out. So it's just a thing of it says on this bit of paper.
Yeah, I've just come.
I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing and it's that kind of. There's like at least again with police, it's like you are under arrest because you're under suspicion of. They know your name. They know what crime you've done, and they've got an idea of why they've investigated it.
Yeah,
they're
arresting
you because they have an idea that you've done it. My man just is going
on someone's behalf.
Is your name James Akinfenn? Where you're being deported? Just like what? Why? But listen, look, I'm not here to answer questions. Pardon? Why me? Like, I wrote to the Home. No, listen, I'm not here to argue. You just need to come with me.
Yeah.
No, fuck off. Like you've got to answer my question, man. That you, I'm just meant to just get in this van.
Day the business.
Yeah. Time to go home. I am at home.
Yeah, it's just it's that kind of dismissive behaviour.
Yeah.
They
dissociate themselves from what they're actually doing right
again,
now.
At least with a bouncer, at least with a ticket, they know the rules. Thing is above me now.
You become a bouncer if you like fighting.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah, because you're bound to get into a scrap.
You're putting yourself in the firing line
And my thing about bouncers, what I don't like is there's too much room for nasty people to do stuff, and it's just like okay, you're being a prick in the night. I've been a prick in the nightclub. I've been thrown out of the nightclub, and I've even gone back to the club and apologized to the bouncers.
Oh wow,
because I knew I was in the wrong.
Whilst drunk or like next day?
Yeah, no, whilst drunk. I'd calm down though, but it's whilst drunk. And plus, I was at uni, and this was like Oceania.
Oh, this is the big club that you couldn't.
I can't ruin.
I
need to come back and be like, guys, I'm not trying to come back in. I just want to apologize. They're like, do what? We respect that. Like,
still not coming in.
Yeah, you're not coming. I said, I'm not even trying to come in today. It's just
today. I'm just saying, how long am I banned for?
And they just went, do what? Just let
them come to the phone party.
Traffic light party. Yeah,
got pub call ended here. Next day to term, I've got a cover. So smoothed over. But I've seen it too many times with bouncers where it's just like, you've got the person out of the club.
Mm.
They're drunk. They're 150 pounds.
They're
outside of the club now. So why are you now just fucking just tucking them in? Against what? It's like, they're out the club.
Because they can.
What were they doing in the club that warrants this?
That warrant 100%.
Because they told you to fuck off while they're on the dance floor.
Yeah.
It's just like, you've got them out now. It's like one of you could destroy this kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And seeing
it's that abuse of power. It's the same thing that we see with police when things go wrong. It's just this sort of this blue wall that the bodyguard wall sort of goes up, isn't it? And they all sort of come together and defend each other's wrong honor and stuff like that.
And that's it. There's good people in all these roles. No, actually, I don't think there's any good people in the roles you've said.
One of my cousin's friends.
Like your job is there's just all these people. It's like, this is just the job I do. It pays bills.
It pays bills.
My job, I think, is a thing of, it's hard to do. I've always worked the doors.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, the roles you said.
Yeah, it's a personality flaw. And one of my friend's cousins was a bailiff, and he told me he would get sent to like Hackney and the Brixton and stuff like that. He will come and meet Cleaver and duck him.
Did you get the debt? Did you get the £300? No.
He soon left the door. He said people come out, like he'll go to Brixton. They'll send like his boss will go to like the nicer areas and then send him to
I'm going to Kingston upon Thames to to recover £1,000. And he goes, the person, oh sorry, no, I did forget to pay. Where's your £1,000? I'm so absent-minded. Well, that was a tough day of debt collection.
That was in third floor in the blocks in Hackney getting ducked down. Meat cleaver.
He was going down to Woolwich, man. Somali boys are there. Just like, are you Abdul? He's like, we're all Abdul, brother.
What's your business? We're all Abdi. What? Abs the truth. What?
You gotta explain to your boss how you managed to get the money back, but then you got robbed for it. On the way back to the van.
Oh my god. I got the money, but the van's gone.
They took the van. And you can't tell me there's an abusive power there as well. It's like, I'm coming in and I'm gonna take items up to the value of 500 quid. Don't tell me that they're not taking a little something for themselves.
Oh, of course, man. Like,
they're nasty.
Of course.
It is nasty.
But
personal story, I've had bailiffs in my house when I was younger, right? One time. I remember coming to the house and he came to my room, because the rule is as well, you're not allowed to take possessions of children.
Really? No,
because it's like the debt's with the adult. Like,
you can't take the kids.
So if you can clearly identify it's the kids, so they can see a PS5, but like, well, that covers the £300. It's like, no, that's his.
Everything in your bed.
The car's his. But yeah, but they were fully in the house and they were looking at my flipping football trophies and going,
seriously? They, Sunday League things.
I was like, they're his.
And that's what they get off on that fear.
Of course.
So it's just me and my mum in the house at the time. So mum and I was like, 13, 14. I was 34 at the time, because I remember coming back from school. I'd be like, who's this? Yeah.
Jeez. That's a dickhead thing, man. But I do think it's something in school. They probably got bullied. The standard sort of thing, bullied at school. They weren't the main guy. This is their chance to flex, build and some
they're
muscle.
They're waiting for that one day when that letter comes in. It's like, James Thompson, is it? I used to bully me, didn't he?
Yeah. The name they want.
Hello, James. It's me. I've come to collect £400. They're so happy. James is like, oh, I've got the 400. No, you don't.
We're going to come back and elongate
We're coming in. Put in the door. That's the thing, so it's all those little bits of the law. Yeah. Like, so technically, when they knock on your door, you have to open the door. It's the technical thing. Most people don't because it's if I don't open the door.
But
once the door's open, if they put their foot in the house, that they're technically in your house and they're now allowed to just push the door past you. So most people don't know that. So they open the door, they put their foot in and be like, yeah, I'm high court enforcement officer, blah, blah, blah. Right. Yeah, so don't answer the door.
So the easy thing, don't answer the door.
Yeah, because the rule is if you're in, you're meant to open the door because they can read you. Right, it's just like, I'm not in. I'm just
keep the door shut, people. Any people got money, but keep the door shut, man. Cost of living crisis. That's real. Recognized rule.
They're in your house and then they're just chatting shit. Just going, I'm going to take that. That's up to the value of this. It's horrible. Is it horrible?
It's very horrible. And we probably got to wrap up here on such a sour note, people. But it is what it is, because before they kick us out and buy us, come. for us. We've got bills to pay too. So let us skedaddle, man. You know who I be. I'm Mike Wakadiri. Thank you for listening. We've had
Darren Griffiths.
And for 2 weeks in a row, our very, very special guest, Kevin J.
Thank you very much. Yeah, boy. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. That's Late Nights Wet Mics. Take care and peace.